Hi, Lloyd. A little slow tonight, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Mr. Torrance. What'll it be?
I'm awfully glad you asked me that, Lloyd. Because I just happen to have 220s and 210s right here in my wallet. I was afraid they were going to be there till next April. So here's what. You slip me a bottle of bourbon, a little glass, and some ice. You can do that, can't you, Lloyd? You're not too busy, are you?
No, sir. Not busy at all.
Good man. You set him up and I'll knock him back, Lloyd. One by one.
All behind this door. Lady and gentlemen, the beer room. Take a drink and you'll sink to a state of pure inebriation. You'll be tanked like the whole Irish nation. When you drink enough of my beer, you will find this magic gruel. Make your every joke a jewel. You'll drive drunker than Oksana Bayou. Go on, buds. Drink my suds till you've reached that pure inebriation. Though the beer may be free, you're just renting it from me.
Ah, it's like I died and went to heaven. But then they realized that it wasn't my time, and so they sent me back to a brewery.
Welcome to Bourbon and Branch, episode 17, on a marvelous West Texas Sunday evening. As you might have guessed with the change-up in intros, this week I'm branching out with a beer and cigar pairing directly from the back porch of the Bourbon and Branch studios. The weather is perfect to enjoy a Carback Brewing Company Blood Orange Rattler and an Ashton Half Corona Connecticut Edition. The Blood Orange Rattler is from the Carback Brewery in Houston, Texas, is a blood orange and golden ale style beer. The ABV is 3.5% and it clocks in at 12 IBUs. The Ashton Half Corona Connecticut Edition is a mild flavored cigar made in the EU for Ashton distributors. I have drank my fair share of local Texas beers throughout the years, but the cigar appreciation is a new hobby that I'm excited to add from time to time to the podcast. So without further ado, it's time to enjoy this beer and cigar pairing and share my thoughts. Cheers, everyone.
Well, beer, we've had some great times. When I was 17, I drank some very good beer. I drank some very good beer I purchased with a fake ID. My name was Brian McKee. I stayed up listening to Queen when I was 17.
So as I mentioned, I'm out here on a fine Sunday evening. The weather is perfect. I'm enjoying this Ashton Half Corona Connecticut Edition. It's a nice mild smoke. I really enjoy it. And it pairs perfectly with the Carback Brewing Blood Orange Rattler. A nice refreshing beer after a hot long day. What goes better? Nice cigar, tasty beer. Perfect West Texas evening. Like I said, the cigar is pretty mild. It's got some flavor to it. Nothing too robust. I am just kind of starting out in this whole cigar hobby kick, so not looking for anything too harsh right now. More of a mild smoke, which I enjoy. The beer, it's got some nice citrusy flavor to it. Nice light golden L. You can taste the blood orange. It's the perfect pairing, in my opinion. I know it's a little bit different, kind of getting away from the every week bourbon tasting. And I kind of like to branch out, like I said, every once in a while and try something different. So I thought, what better way to do that with a nice West Texas evening, with a nice cigar, a nice beer, some music in the background, my dogs running around in the backyard. Great evening, guys. So I'll probably cut this week's episode a little short. Sit back and enjoy this evening, enjoy my cigar, enjoy my beer. I want to say, it's been fun doing the show. I like branching out for you guys. If you have any questions, any comments, any suggestions, always feel free. Email the show at bourbonandbranchpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter. That's bourbonandbranchpod on Twitter and also Instagram at bourbonandbranch on Instagram. We always like to hear your feedback. On that note, I'm going to end it by saying I want to give a special shout out to a good buddy of mine who just celebrated his third year of podcasting, none other than Chris from Faces and Aces Las Vegas. The show's great, and if you love Vegas, you're going to love listening to him. The guy just knows how to do a podcast. You can follow Chris at Faces and Aces LV on Twitter. You can also find him at The Green Korean on Twitter. His show's awesome, and I recommend that everybody subscribe and listen to the podcast. Also give the guy a 5-star rating. It's well deserved. On that note, we're going to cut it short. End the show for the night. Cheers, everyone. Have a great evening.
Turn off the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over, and tomorrow and next year starts the same old thing again.
Boozy Snack Love goes out to these awesome podcasters and their entertaining, informative, and humorous contributions to the podcasting universe. Shane, Julian, and Eric at Vegas Confessions. Tony and Jason at the Vice Lounge Online. Juliet at the Unwritable Rant, Adam at the Travel Fanboy Podcast, Stu at Bonkers for Bourbon, the Dad's Drinking Bourbon Podcast, DJ Casaggio at the Vegas Oonts Podcast, Chris at the Vegas Bun Boy Podcast, Mark, Karen, and Tony at 360 Vegas, as well as a couple of new pods I'm enjoying, Bumming with Bobcat, and Denton, Dallas, and beyond. Finally, as always, there's no wrong way to enjoy a boozy snack, especially with friends and family sharing drams and laughs. Cheers!
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.